Hey everybody, and welcome to the Pony Developer Sync for August 13th, 2019. My name is Andrew Turley. If everybody can just introduce themselves real quickly.
My name is Carl Quinn.
Jim C. Theo Butler.
My name is Richard Kalos.
Okay. I think that was everybody. Great. So I posted a list of issues to the sync stream in Zulip. So let's start there and see if there's anything good to talk about. We can start with the RFCs. Give me 1 minute. So 153, LLVM command line options integrations. So let's see here. It looks like the most recent update there was from Dippin, who says that he prefers option 3. All right. So I guess if anybody has any comments that they want to make on this, go ahead. Looks like we've gotten a few votes here with the rocket, which was for option 2. Anyway, take a look at that. I guess we'll maybe get this hammered out a little more and then eventually get it to the point where we can vote on it. All right. Is there anything else anybody wants to talk about in RFCs? I will take that as a no. Okay, so moving on to Pony C for PRs. We've got 3279, allow fields to be consumed sometimes.
I just commented on that. I don't think it's safe. And I think there was a discussion on Zulip about it a while back. And I linked to that discussion on Zulip and also gave an example of an example that I think, you know, shows a lack of safety from this, and kind of, yeah, I'm not sure it's possible to make this safe in any sane way without like a whole program analysis of reference counting.
Got it. Okay. Well, hopefully Dippin will get back on this one then.
Yeah, I just posted it a few minutes ago. So.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah. So there was no issue for this. This is just kind of a wholesale change. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Okay. 3278, trigger GC for actors when they tell the cycle detector they're blocked. Another dip in work.
It looks like it failed one test on Circle CI.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a seg fault in there. Oh, sorry, an assert that fails.
Yeah, it's got Sean as a requested reviewer, so I think since Sean's not here, we can skip over this one probably.
Yeah, okay. re-enabled, disabled recover tests, 3277.
If they pass, then yes. Yeah, it looks like they passed, so yes.
All right.
I merged it.
Thank you. Perfect. Yay.
Sweet.
3276, add and sub to collections, persistent map.
Looks like Theo approved. Is there any reason why we shouldn't go ahead and merge?
As long as this falls under principle of least surprise and doesn't have to go through the RFC process, this looks good to me. And I'd say it probably does.
Yeah,
it matches the regular map.
Yeah, I agree. Makes sense. Okay.
Do you want to merge it, Theo?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Richard. It sounds like there's a little bit of thumping coming from your side.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my trackpad mouse.
Oh, okay. all right. And I have somebody vacuuming in my house. If that gets too loud, can somebody tell me and I'll mute myself?
I didn't notice it until you said it, and now I do kind of hear it, but I don't think it's too loud.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully. Hang on 1 second. Maybe. Let me go close the door. That'll stave it off for a bit. Maybe that's a little better. Okay.
Yep.
All right. 3275, remove unnecessary arguments to map sub add sub to persistent map.
Oh, I should change the description there. I split this into two separate PRs.
I was going to ask if that was different than the other one. Okay.
I'm trying to figure out if it's still shows Sean as having requested changes, but I don't think that they're relevant anymore.
Yeah, I think I addressed all of his concerns.
Should we just add him and
see? Yeah, I guess so. Yep.
I'm going to mark it as approved for me.
I'll send him a message here. Okay. Let's see here. Build Pony C using CMake 3234. So there was a comment in Zulip from Gordon about this one. It sounds like he's still working on it. His comment said, still having some problems on Linux. I think that's for both the CMake issue and the LLVM one. So I don't know if there's too much else to say here. And then the 3034. Is the other one that he said he's working on. So I don't think there's too much to report on this. And then 3031, trigger GC after a set number of messages and when blocked. What's new here? Okay, so yeah, this was the PR that was kind of big and did a few different things. So Dipin has broken this apart and created a new PR 3278, which we already looked at. So I guess in that case, so now that Dipin's broken that one apart, it's probably worth just taking anybody who cares to take a look at the changes in this one and see if we can move towards getting that merged. This one's been open for a while. So sooner the better. Okay. That's it on PRs for PonyC. Any other PonyC PRs anybody wants to talk about? I will take that as a no. Moving on to PonyC issues. 3274, release 0.31.0. So that's a placeholder here. Release is aimed for end of August, beginning of September. And I don't know that we need to say too much else about that. 3273 for RFC 63, rename maybe pointer to nullable pointer. Yeah, so this is just that PR or for out. Let's see here. Okay, so this is the issue for the RFC. Sorry. Okay. Got it. Um, 3251 dynamic linker issue with libt info with nightly builds. So it looks like Sean just assigned this to himself. Don't think there's anything else to say on that one. 3226 update Docker file to use Ubuntu 18.04.
Yeah, I'm not sure how this one fits in with, I don't know if this is still relevant with the pivot toward the static binaries.
Yeah.
With rendered LLVM, because
Can you just write a note about that in there?
Well, I don't want to misinform, right? Because I don't know exactly what Sean's current state of his plans are. So I don't want to discourage R. Hogginson if this is actually something that we still want to do. I'm not sure.
Right.
I'll just ask Sean to comment, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking, is just say, hey, based on the other plans, how does this fit in? Sean would be happy to answer that. Okay, 3152, --- ponymin threads is confusing. So yeah, there's some discussion between R. Hogginson and Sean about what these options mean. All right. Always good to have that captured in the issue. 3140, compiler crash and PonyC 0.28.0 with LLVM 7 plus for certain projects. What's the latest on this? Okay, so we just have some more information about the IR that triggers this.
Yeah, that's nice to have a minimal repro there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that should be helpful. Okay. Anything else that anybody wants to talk about over in Pony C land? Take that as a no. All right, let's just go through the others here. Pony Lang website, 472. This is include actor scheduling and watch the asynchrony. Yeah, so I guess if anybody else has any opinions on this edition, speak now or speak in the comments in the issue. Basically just some warnings about how to keep things. Safe. Or performant. It's not use the word safe. Anyway, if anybody has anything they want to say on that, it'd probably be good to add their voice. 470, Pony Lang website, 470. Last Week in Pony. So, yeah, that's just Last Week in Pony. If we need to say anything there. Pony Up, issue 13. Remove nightly release date assumptions from tests.
Oh, actually, I'm glad you mentioned the Last Week in Pony, because apparently I got to close the issue and make a new one.
Oh, that was last week's Last Week in Pony, wasn't it? Okay. Okay. I kind of, my eyes glossed over that. Yeah. Theo, this remove nightly date assumptions from Pony Up?
Yes, this resolves an issue opened by Sean where the actual tests that run on CI assume that there was a release for Pony C for the day that the CI is running, as well as the day prior. Mm-hmm. And this just goes to the API for where we're storing the releases and just gets the versions of the latest two releases instead of relying on the dates.
Okay. Should Sean be added as a reviewer here, or can anybody review this? Or?
I think anyone can review this.
Okay. All right. We'll get somebody on that then. Okay, and then issue number 11 over there in Pony Up is the one that this one closes, which is Pony Up tests make assumptions about time and nightly images. Issue 10, add building pony up images. So these are just the these are the images that we need to circle.
Yeah, I think there's a more general question for how we want to do this for many of our packages rather than just pony up.
Fair enough. Should we, there's not really a good place for a meta issue. Can you just leave a comment to that effect that we may, because I don't think we have issues open for other packages.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. And then issue number 9, switch nightly builder CI image to release. So, we have to wait until either 0.31.0 or 0.30.1. To get it so that we can make this change. Okay. Moving on to stable update release process and release scripts to follow new issues. That's issue 122 in stable. So I think that's just a documentation change. Sean has self-assigned that on it. Okay, so that covers all of the issues and PRs for Pony. Are there any other topics that anybody would like to discuss today? Going once, twice. I will take that as a no, and I will go ahead and stop recording then. Thanks everybody for coming.